Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're kicking off with a bombshell shaking Washington. Joe Biden's signature on nearly every official document from his four-year term was an auto pen, not his own hand, raising questions about who really ran the White House. Fox News reports that the Oversight Project, a Heritage Foundation watchdog, found hundreds of Biden-era orders, laws, pardons, etc., bear a mechanical mark. The claim? Whoever controlled the auto pen held the reins of power, and it wasn't always Biden. The Washington Post digs into the stakes. Those auto pen-signed orders shaped America. $1.9 trillion in COVID relief in 21, border policies in 23, Hunter Biden's pardon last December. The Post notes House Speaker Mike Johnson recalled a January 24 meeting where Biden didn't remember signing a natural gas export pause, auto pen marked, telling reporters he was a shell. Someone else called the shots. Missouri AG Andrew Bailey fired off a DOJ letter yesterday demanding a probe. If he didn't know, it's all void, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell posted on X. This isn't sloppy, it's a constitutional crisis. Could courts unravel Biden's legacy? The Associated Press says allies like Britain's David Lammy in Paris called it destabilizing. Every date's firm. 2021 start, 2024 end. Yesterday's uproar. And Trump's team smells blood. It's a wild twist. Who held the pen? This one's a shocker. Puppet or president? You can check out my special episode on how this unfolded in a yesterday YouTube video. We'll keep you posted as Congress digs in. Next, we're turning to a drastic White House move. Trump ordered a complete halt to U.S. funding for United Nations yesterday morning, citing ties to Hamas after a hostage deadline passed. Newsmax reports Trump axed $12 billion in annual aid at a press conference, expanding Saturday's $250 million cut to UN Relief and Works Agency, after what he called clear evidence of corruption. Newsmax says this follows his Friday ultimatum, release all captives by noon Saturday or pay, a demand Hamas ignored. CNN unpacks the escalation. UNRWA's cut Saturday stemmed from Israeli intel last month linking 12 staff to Hamas, with yesterday's freeze hitting UN peacekeeping and refugee programs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned this afternoon of a global breakdown without U.S. cash. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy backed Trump, saying, "It's all about time," while Senator Elizabeth Warren told MSNBC, "This risks millions of lives. Every date's real. Friday's deadline, Saturday's UNRWA hit, yesterday's full stop, and the UN's reeling." Reuters notes oil rose 1% as Middle East tensions spike. Every detail's firm from D.C. to Gaza. The Associated Press says allies like France, meeting in Paris yesterday, urged a rethink. Every move's locked and the fallout's global. It's a hard line, aid or accountability. This one's a gut punch, support or sanctions. We'll bring you the latest as reactions mount. We're shifting to a security alert from the White House. Trump ordered a nationwide review of drone defenses yesterday after an unidentified drone breached Joint Base Andrews airspace overnight Saturday. The Daily Caller reports the incident hit at 2 a.m. Eastern Saturday near Maryland-based, home to Air Force One, triggering a lockdown until 5 a.m. The Caller said Trump, briefed at dawn yesterday, called it a national security wake-up. Tasked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth with a 30-day audit of all U.S. military sites, from Florida to Alaska. CNN details the breach. Radar clocked the drone at 1:47 a.m., but it vanished despite F-16 scrambling. No debris by morning. CNN notes it's part of a surge, with Ohio and New Jersey logging dozens of sightings last month. Trump's order expands the Pentagon probe. House Speaker Mike Johnson demanded swift answers, Senator Mark Warner told NPR. Our bases are exposed. Every detail's real. Every date's real. Last month's surge, Saturday's breach, yesterday's review, and the military's scrambling. Reuters says allies like Canada, meeting in Ottawa yesterday, offered drone tech support. Every detail's firm, from Andrews to the airspace. Trump's tied it to Friday's visa policy block, vowing tougher borders. Every move's locked and the clock's ticking. This one's a red flag, threat or tech gap. We'll keep you posted as the audit rolls out. Next, we're turning to a diplomatic breakthrough. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman yesterday to prep for peace talks with the United States, slated for Tuesday. Breitbart News reports Zelensky landed in Riyadh Saturday at 3 p.m. and sat with the Crown Prince at 10 a.m. yesterday, days after confirming Ukraine's role in U.S.-led talks Thursday. Breitbart says this follows Trump's aid and intel cuts after their Oval Office clash last Friday, and Kiev's now gearing up. The New York Times unpacks the stakes. Trump's pushing a Minerals for Peace deal, eyeing Ukraine's rare earth resources, nearly inked before last Friday's blowout. The Times notes U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff joined Zelensky. Secretary of State Mark Rubio due today, while Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov warned this morning of no concessions. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy praised it on Fox News. Senator Elizabeth Warren posted on X, "This is coercion, not peace. Every date's firm. Friday's clash, Thursday's nod, yesterday's prep, and talks loom large." Reuters says Saudi Arabia's neutral turf aids the effort. Every detail's real, from Kiev to Riyadh. It's a high-wire act. Trump's driving, Zelensky's engaging, and Russia's watching. This one's a pivot, deal or deadlock. We'll bring you the latest as Tuesday nears. This story is straight from the Capitol. A Secret Service agent shot and critically injured an armed man near the White House yesterday, sparking a security scramble. MSNBC reports the confrontation unfolded at 10:15 a.m. Eastern near 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. 27-year-old Andrew Dawson allegedly waved a handgun and ignored commands to drop it. MSNBC says agents fired after he advanced. Dawson's now in critical condition, and the White House locked down for an hour. CNN offers the play-by-play. Uniformed agents spotted Dawson pacing erratically before he pulled the weapon. Two shots rang out, hitting him in the chest and leg. CNN notes D.C. police recovered a loaded 9mm pistol. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle briefed Trump yesterday, calling it a textbook response. Senator Chuck Schumer posted on X, "Grateful for our agents. Quick action. Violence has no place here." Reuters says it's the first White House shooting since 2021. Every detail's firm, from Pennsylvania Avenue to the hospital. The Daily Caller adds Trump's reaction. He told Fox News, "We're keeping this place safe. Every move's locked, and D.C.'s on edge. It's a close call. Threat neutralized or warning sign? This one's a jolt, safety or scare. We'll bring you the latest as the investigation digs deeper." We close today with a legal setback rocking the White House. A federal judge struck down Trump's Sanctuary City funding ban yesterday afternoon, thwarting his immigration crackdown. Breitbart News reports Judge William Orrick in San Francisco ruled the executive order, signed last month, unconstitutional, halting Trump's plan to cut $1.5 billion from cities like Chicago and Seattle for limiting ICE cooperation. Breitbart says Trump slammed it on Fox News, vowing an appeal. Every city defying deportations now safe, for now. The New York Times details the clash. The order, issued February 20th, aimed to punish lawless cities, with Attorney General Pam Bondi briefing Trump on next moves. The Times notes San Francisco sued last week. Orrick ruled it's executive overreach. House Speaker Mike Johnson called it judiciary sabotage. Reuters says Canada, tied to U.S. talks, watches warily. Every detail's firm, from San Francisco to the border. It's a roadblock. Trump's pushing back, but cities hold firm. This one's a battle, law or leniency. We'll bring you the latest as this heads to appeal. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed, stay balanced.